It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. It's Sports Daily on KFH. I'm Tommy Caster. Paul Savage in for the remainder of the show, as is TJ Cleland, talking some high school football. Of course, we know TJ, our buddy from 12 News, was part of our Friday football picks. Of course, catch at Kansas. We're through week one, fellas, of the high school football season, getting ready to get into week number two that kicks off tonight. Paul, I'm actually going to start with you because I really felt like, and this is something that you've got some knowledge on, I really felt like Wichita East made a statement a week ago, blowing out, shutting out Heights 48-0. It's going to be a pretty major matchup this evening as Northwest plays East. Northwest beat Bishop Carroll a week ago by 3 scores. And so I think it's pretty highly anticipated. I know you're very close, obviously, to that East program. First off, how was last week and the results of that game for you guys, and what are you expecting tonight against Northwest?
Did we play last week? It's in the rear view.
Yeah, well, I don't. That's true coach speak right there, Mr. Savage.
Well, good. Okay, good. Well, the point is that the focus of Northwest is on East, and of East it's on Northwest. Is what do they do? What do they do best? What are you going to stop? You know, the problem with Northwest, looking at it from the position of East, is that they do so many things, and they do so many things well. And it's hard to pick one or two things out. You do the best you can and prepare for everything that you can and everything that you think you'll see. They do a great job of moving around formations. They make you change the way you line up on defense, which is really good. Shows a high degree of coaching. So it's going to be a fun game. Listen, it may be one of the most physical games in the state. It has that possibility, and that's why you ought to, you know, whatever you're doing, come on out. If you're not interested in KU or K-State, come on out and fill the stands. I worry about, you know, not having enough people there. This is a big game, and this is for every high school in the state of Kansas. Mm. Get out and support your teams. Support your town. Support whoever you follow as, and make sure you get out and watch them. You can always record KU and K-State, but get out and support some high school football tonight.
Yeah, you know, not to bring up bad memories, Paul, but East started the season last year 0-2, and so looking to flip that script this year with a win against Northwest. TJ, obviously that's probably the most highly anticipated matchup, at least in the City League tonight. Whether it's that game or another game in the area, which ones are you guys following at Ketchikan, Kansas?
Yeah, obviously that's the huge one. That's the game of the week. I know probably every media outlet in a drivable vicinity will probably be at that one. And for good reason, with, you know, obviously the history between these two teams and what happened last year with these two teams, but more so of the amount of talent that's going to be on this field is probably some of the most Division I talent you'll see between two teams all year long in this area. You know, there's going to be probably double-digit players that are going to be playing Division I football between the two teams combined, probably more than that. So going to be a great game there. A couple other good ones that we're going to be at. War on 54 tonight, Goddard versus Eisenhower going down on the west side. Last year, Eisenhower had the perfect season going. Goddard kind of pulled the upset off to win the league championship in that game, so some bad blood there. Goddard knocked off Mays week one, only held the Eagles to 3 points. So that's Goddard football, if you ever watched Goddard football. So it should be a fun one there. A couple others I got my eye on is Conway Springs is traveling to Garden Plain tonight for some small school football. It's the number one team in 1A is Conway Springs, and Garden Plain's obviously great too. If you've watched these two teams play, they play the same brand of football. They're going to run it down your throats the entire game. I would be shocked if there's more than 10 combined passing attempts in this game. It's going to be like just button heads all night long in that one. And then Andale, first time we're going to watch Andale this year. They blow out El Dorado last week. You know, they lost the nation's longest winning streak last year. They have a tough test in week two. They go to Wellington. Wellington nearly knocked off Collegiate, who's ranked in class 3A. Lost it in the final couple minutes in that one. They got a lot of talent in Wellington, and their coach is awesome down there. Going to be a big test for Andale to see if they're legit early this year.
a couple of the major matchups that we highlighted a week ago that, you know, the results of them, obviously we know now heading into week number two, Andover Central had their way against Hutchinson, beating them by 30. Derby had basically no trouble on the road at Hayes to kick off their season. But TJ, what I thought probably the matchup that stood out the most to me from week one that has me kind of wondering what's going to happen moving forward was that Capen-Andover game a week ago. Capen, of course, made the move down to 4A, and there might be a little bit of growing pains as they get used to playing in a class lower. They did beat Andover, but Andover went 0-9 a season ago, and Capen had a little bit of trouble pulling away. They only beat Andover by a touchdown. Was that outcome surprising to you?
It was surprising. I think this is a little bit of a two-way street. You know, obviously Capen doesn't have Amari Elias or you know, the Thingball brothers and a lot of the talent that they had, especially Amari Elias. That's the best running back in the state. They don't have back pretty much. So definitely just kind of relearning how what their identity is. Amari's been playing varsity football since he's been a freshman. And that was, if you're in trouble, if it's third and 15, you can give it to him and he's going to help you out. So kind of restructuring everything around that a little bit. But Weston Schartz is an awesome coach. And so they'll figure it out, I think. But also in the same breath, Andover, we watched them a couple of times last year, and they had a lot of talent. It just felt like they could never get it right. And it's like they're young, and they're a really raw team is the way to put it, I guess. But something's there. They got a new coach. I know their coach came over from campus this year. And so I wouldn't be surprised if they could pick up a couple here and there. It's going to be a better year in Andover than it was last year. They play Mays tonight. Mays just only scored 3 points against Goddard, which is saying a little bit about Goddard, but I think that could be one to watch if Mays isn't careful.
Paul, I know that, you know, obviously you will be on the sideline tonight for that highly anticipated East and Northwest matchup. Let's just say, hypothetically speaking, that you weren't at the game, you weren't on the sideline. As you take a look at this week two slate, in your mind, are there any other games that stand out? Any games that you think are going to end up being, you know, games at least that people should, you know, go out and support?
Well, the one that, and TJ brought it up, I'm going to go ahead and reiterate, because if you said, where do you want to go? I'd go Wellington-Andale. I think that's going to be, listen, that's going to be a fascinating game, TJ, and you were right to bring that up, because we had a phenomenon happen last year, and that was Andale not Wynn State. I mean, come on now.
They lost twice to Cheney.
They lost twice to the same team. Yeah. And by the way, in coaching circles, TJ, and I know you've been hearing this, Cheney has a great coaching staff. I know you hear that from everybody, but I think it's actually true. Everybody, all the coaching fraternity here in this area has great respect for the coaches at Cheney, and I think you've heard that as well. But that's the one game.
Yeah.
Now, there's other good games. I mean, you know, the War on 54.
Of course.
I mean, of course, that would be a great one. I think that those are the games that I would like to go see. But I think, you know, everything's probably going to be overshadowed by Northwest and East. And why wouldn't it be until we figure out which one of these two are the king of the castle? We'll have.
Yeah. Well, and you know, there are a couple of City League schools that are on the road outside of the Metro. Heights travels to Topeka. You know, campus does go to Derby, so that's a matchup in Derby, the first home game for the Panthers this year. Carroll on the road at Wichita Southeast. And then, you know, so of course, Capen plays at Wichita North as well. TJ, before we let you go, if folks are wanting to get ready for the slate of games tonight, or, you know, obviously follow the scores and the finals as they come in, what do you guys have going on at Ketchup, Kansas?
Yeah, we'll have Brandon Zinner heading out to that Northwest East game for the game of the week. We'll have Rachel up in Kansas State tonight. So we're going to have a little bit of college and high school going on, trying to multitask tonight. But we'll have Brandon live out there all afternoon from 4:30 on. After the 6 o'clock show at 6:30, if people are heading out to games, they can pull up their phone, pull up the Catch Kansas Facebook or the 12 News app. We're going to have a live show on there coming to you, the 12 News kickoff show. And it's just more in-depth coverage of that game. We're going to make picks. It's what you just saw here on the high school scene, pretty much. So that's a lot of fun there. And then, of course, Catch Kansas Show, 10:30. Scores will be up on catchkansas.com and everything in between, pretty much.
Hey, look, I'll tell you, TJ, I understand why. You don't have to explain it. I get why you don't have Paul and I on the kickoff show making picks. I mean, we're kicking your butt already in this pick, you know, on KFH. I'm sure you don't want that to happen again.
It's true. You got it right.
Well, good luck tonight and this weekend, TJ. We appreciate it as always, and we'll, of course, talk to you again next week.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right, there goes TJ Cleland, 12 News, and Ketchup, Kansas. Make sure to check out everything going on with the Catch It Kansas show, the 12 News app, and all of that. And, of course, we always talk high school football here on Fridays on Sports Daily. On the other side, we've talked all football on this show today. We have not talked Kansas City Royals. They start a big three-game set this weekend on the road at Pittsburgh. We'll dive into that and what you can expect. On the other side, Tommy Caster, Paul Savage at Sports Daily coming right back.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.